All right, Marco, it's all on you, brother.
Action. Oh, damn, you got to walk in your seat, bro.
What?
You got to start, like, just stand on the carpet, and I'm like, yo, give it up, and then
I'm already here. Come on. Come on.
All right, appreciate it.
Welcome to the Marco Show. We got a special guest today.
I know, you probably you want to get up and walk?
No, I'm already here.
Here. You from St. Louis?
Dallas. Oh. You know where I'm from.
You know you're cheating when you got glasses on.
We can take them off.
I bet. One-on-one. So, let the world know who you are if they don't know who you are.
I'm Jonathan Wright.
But that's your left hand when you said you're Jonathan Wright.
It's the right way.
So, let them know who you are.
Jonathan Wright.
Are you an entertainer?
I think I'm entertaining now. I think I done moved into the entertainment world. I'm Jonathan Wright, celebrity hairstylist. And that's it.
Do you got anger issues?
Why you ask that?
You know this is where I put all the clips, all the bullshit you done done.
What and clips? Do you got anger issues?
Nah, I didn't see a lot of fights.
Well, I have to protect myself.
You do? You never start shit, huh?
Never. I'm not a starter.
What?
Never.
So what's wrong with walking away?
If I walk away, I might get hit in the head.
No, I'm saying that they don't be that close to you, though.
Shit, you never know how close a motherfucker can get. If you walk away, you don't know what's behind you.
But, you know, tour buses, when you seen outside fights, inside, it's just like, where is it safe at? Church? You can fight on tour buses.
Church.
Outside.
Take the guy.
Last time you've been to church.
Two Sundays ago.
Preacher name.
Ricky G. Rush.
I'm gonna look this guy up.
How about it?
I'm gonna look him up.
Look him up.
Ricky G. Rush.
Red Bird Lane.
How long was the service?
About 45 minutes. I'd say probably like 30 minutes. I slept 15 minutes of it.
And what do you learn from it?
To walk away. But you know what I'm saying? You gotta hold your ground before you walk away.
So
that's really what last church service was about.
Walking away?
Walking away, but still stand your ground.
So when it comes to you and other people, do you feel like, what do you feel like you could take but can't take?
They bullshit.
Are you messy?
I don't play that shit. That's just, I'm a businessman. I stand on business.
Tour buses.
You see?
So when it comes to the network, I see you got to the entertainment world. You're producing TV shows now. And how is that? How do you feel like that has opened a new door for you?
It's doing good. I feel like I'm here. I'm on the Marco Show.
Yeah. But even before that, I knew you as a hairstylist, entertainment. Like you just showed your personality in the monkeys.
No, I was selling my clients. Yeah.
So what made you not know about the monkeys?
What made me move into the entertainment world?
No, what made you get a monkey? Like the monkey? Are they monkeys? What they call?
They're my sons.
The son,
my
like
child. They passed away.
Did you always want, or is this like?
I always wanted a monkey. Always. I used to watch that movie. I had watched that movie Hangover one time, but I had always wanted monkeys before then. And then I used to have dogs, so I don't even like dogs no more. I used to have to clean up dog shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? Going to the backyard, cleaning up the dog stuff. So I'm like, I hate a dog. But I always wanted a monkey. Then when I got my monkey, I'm like, yeah, stop playing.
Who?
This is my son, Dior.
No, I'm saying, who's playing?
The world.
Ah, okay. So mug shots. What do you feel like your favorite mug shot is?
Mugshots. My favorite mugshot is probably when I was 18 years old.
Why do you got so many?
Because I had a pass. People like to play.
And they still playing, obviously.
And they still playing. And it might be a couple more mugshots added to the list.
Yeah. So that's why I want to stop here. I want to figure out if we can do Woosah or anything that we can do that's like therapy, that we can take you away from the past that you are used to.
I love
that. And what do you feel like? I feel like if somebody was to ever swing at you, it's okay to get hit and say, you know what? I'm gonna change my weight.
It's okay to get hit.
What's that?
It's okay to get hit.
No, it's okay, but I'm saying it depends. It's a difference when somebody's consistently trying to fight.
It's a difference from when somebody hits you.
Right.
Why is it okay to get hit?
No, if they add anger, but you got to realize who you
why
are.
Why is it okay to get hit?
Do you like people taking you out of character?
Why is it okay to get hit?
You're a businessman, right?
Right, and I handle business.
Yeah, that's not business, beating people up.
Yeah, it's not because I'm not in my business form no more. I'm outside of business.
So what's wrong with you stepping into the boxing ring?
But
I'm just saying,
I need a big check.
Yeah. I'm saying just leaving all that alone, just becoming a professional boxer.
I feel like I don't fight. I'm not a fighter. I know how to fight, but I'm not about to be the one who lose. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for him. Mm-hmm. But if the check is there in the fight, in the boxing, I'm definitely there. Mm-hmm. Floyd, what's up?
You want to fight him too?
Nah, I ain't got time. I respect him. But yeah.
So, Dallas, take us back to the childhood. Like, how do you feel like growing up in school, what do people know you for?
People know me from selling candy.
Drugs?
Candy. Like
cocaine?
No, like Snickers, like Starburst, Contex. Like, I used to be up there selling candy. Mm-hmm. All the way up to middle school and everything.
Mm-hmm. Three things that you do to bring you peace. What are those three things?
God, being by myself, and traveling. Mm-hmm. Peace.
Most money you done spent on an item?
$1,800. I say
$18,000.
On what? Bonding out of jail? Oh, no, okay, yeah. That's the most money I spent on an item.
Bond money?
Bond money.
Yeah. Do you want to send a message to the person that got you in jail? You want to look at that camera and tell them who got you in this?
Try your luck, hoe. You ain't try hard enough, because I'm out. Bitch.
What was that?
Huh?
What was that?
To the message to the motherfucker there, whoever.
Nah, me in jail. He was like,
make sure you get through the camera lens, bitch, I'm make sure you get through it. Mm-hmm.
So, when it come to you, I feel like you are an entertainer because people like...
I'm just Jonathan. I'm not an entertainer. If I was, I'd be getting entertainment checks. I'd be living my everyday lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
So can you break down to the people what the show is about and why should people watch the show that you got out?
What show?
The show you got.
Oh, the Bad Boy Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, pull up to the Bad Boy Show.
Watch it. Entertainment?
Bad Boys, to see who the bad is. Mm-hmm.
Who's the baddest? Who?
You know. Clear your throat. He in your face.
Y'all see? Who's the baddest? Oh, geez. All the cameras working, right? What's wrong with just calling yourself handsome?
I'm very much handsome.
You say you're the baddest.
Because that's the show title. Bad Boys, and I have to let you know who the baddest.
Who is, where they at?
Behind you.
So, I want to interview you as if you was the one to work for my company. Job interview questions, I want you to be completely honest. You got 5 seconds to answer the questions. I'll let you know if I hire you or not. Tell me about yourself. 5 seconds, if you can get into it.
I'm for it.
Walk me through your resume.
I like to entertain.
How did you hear about this position?
I heard it was free food at 12.
Why do you want to work at this company?
I heard y'all get the best pay.
If you was to see an employee stealing from the cash register and you were working, A, let them slide. B, tell them stop. C, say, oh, I'm going to tell the manager. D, all the above.
All the above. As long as they investing in my hair company.
So if you see somebody stealing from the register, you don't tell the manager, which is me. I'm interviewing right now. You need this job.
Well, maybe I shouldn't tell you.
Why?
Because that ain't got nothing to do with me.
I know, but if you see them stealing from our company, to let them know.
I should. You think I should?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me a challenge or something that you faced at work that you had to deal with and it really disturbing your peace.
When people talk to me on my break.
What motivates you? I'll be honest, I wouldn't hire you.
Yeah. I don't even know how to interview.
Clearly you do. You got that far.
Well, shit.
You can be honest. You know how to, you apply for jobs.
I don't apply for jobs.
Yes, you do.
But y'all came in the motherfucking thing, sir. Do you need a marketer? Do you need somebody to come in here and do something different to this? And that's that. If you don't want to hire me, you don't want to hire me. I'll take my business elsewhere.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Because it's a lot of people hiring.
Right.
And just where you don't want it, it's another motherfucker that need it.
So what do you feel like we can do to get you to the next step? To like, do you need to get baptized?
I was actually setting myself to be baptized. I get baptized like every 2 years.
And what the hell do it do to you?
It got me this far.
I'm saying not your success, but just...
Like, pure. From the soul, from everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pure. You can be a good person.
God, spiritually. Mm-hmm. Spiritually leader, a spiritual leader.
That's so you was in a choir?
No. I was in the stands listening to what the preacher was saying.
Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters?
I got two brothers.
Mm-hmm. That was a good relationship?
Yeah. I just had to kick one of their ass. But then they were sneaking some females in my house, and I told them, listen her. But I had to tell them.
You got to hit them first?
Had to. Because obviously I keep telling you what to do, and you're not doing it.
No, I'm saying you got to hit the girl first before they hit her.
Huh? Oh, no. Stop playing.
Oh, you said you had to.
Had to hit his ass, kick his ass out and hit his ass.
Mm-hmm. So you just, fighting is not the answer. Fighting is not the answer.
Then listening to the person that's paying all the bills should be the answer.
So one thing that we did provide, if we, you know, I got to take you through counseling and we take you through, you know, cover the costs. Are you willing to take on that?
Who covering the cost?
My production team.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's free.
It's going to be in Kentucky for a week.
Kentucky?
Yeah.
They got some fried chicken?
But it's no phones or nothing like that.
As long as my mama got my phone, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. You willing to take it for real?
I'm dead serious. As long as it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I get some good sleep, good peace. Oh, I'm nerd.
They just going to get you together because...
How they going to get me together?
That's what canceling is for.
Okay. I'm already together. So, what is you saying?
I'm saying mentally.
Where do you feel like, because you said I need counseling. Where do you think I need counseling at?
I mean, so far, you just said you're still fighting.
I'm not fighting.
You just fought your
brother. I lay rules. It's lay laws. Okay, right. Should I call the police?
What's wrong with that? Would that make you a police hoe if you call the police?
I don't know what it'll make me.
Do you get mad when people call the police on you?
No. Because I like to talk to the police, let them know what the fuck going on.
Mm-hmm.
And who was in the wrong.
So you like to surrender?
No, I don't surrender.
Oh, you surrender. You've been in jail before.
Yeah, after I evaded the arrest.
You definitely surrendered.
After I evaded the arrest.
Have anybody ever put trespassing on you, or you got trespassing on somebody?
Do I look like a trespasser?
I can see you not giving a fuck about rules.
Well, it don't get to the point of them not having to trespass me. Mm-hmm. Like, because if I did what I had to do, it's done.
And you got a hair bus. I'm going
to get you before you get me.
Huh? You got a hair bus, right?
Yeah.
Can you explain that to us? I see it a lot.
So, yeah, I got the right way bus. It's my tour bus. It's a tour bus. I be doing her traveling state to state. You know, that's what I do.
So how's that? Like, they just tour bus. I have never seen that before. This is new. So you go around.
It's people. Outside. I go around and I be slaying and I be in talking to my fans and shit, getting money.
Favorite person that you did the hair with?
Erykah Badu.
How was that?
It was everything. I love Erykah Badu.
It was great. Favorite food?
Watermelon.
I have a watermelon right there.
I'm ready for you to cut it open.
I would not do that.
Then why is it right there?
I'm not cutting the watermelon.
Who cutting the watermelon?
Oh, he do magic. You want to come show me? That's what's there. Yeah, magic. Ooh. You got to be shocked. You got to be shocked too. All right, do your routine.
You want to see a watermelon disappear? Three, two, one. Abracadabra. Go on. What?
Yeah, egg more shot. Egg more shot.
It's disappeared. I don't see it.
Yeah.
Huh? It's disappeared.
A watermelon's on the ground.
What? I didn't even see that.
Well,
you seen it? Did not you see it? What?
He's not on the ground.
All right.
He's capping.
Okay.
He's capping.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay. I'm going to because we need this watermelon. I need to eat it.
You know, that was bullshit.
I did see it disappear.
Hmm?
It disappeared off the table.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing that you feel like you do right when you wake up?
Waking up.
After that,
brushing my teeth.
Then what?
Washing my face.
Then after that,
listen to my music, gospel music.
Then
hitting the motherfucking streets, getting lit.
You got Tourette's?
Hmm.
You got Tourette's?
What's Tourette's?
Randomly doing things out of the blue.
I think I do.
Hmm.
But I never heard of it. Tourette's.
It was like that where you kind of like.
Because I be doing it. I think I got Tourette's. It's Tourette's.
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 Yeah. And what it do?
Randomly doing things or blurting out things out of the blue. So randomly when you fighting people and as you swinging at them, you saying bitch, bitch, bitch over and over again. As you grabbing their hair, bitch, 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 and screaming and yelling out items. That don't have nothing to do with what you got going on.
This sounds like me.
Yeah.
No, just let that sound like me.
I mean, you do say a lot while you're swinging.
Who?
What's wrong with just being...
I be laughing while I'm swinging.
What's wrong with just being quiet and fighting?
I do be being quiet. If you watch the videos...
No, you actually talk to people and let them know what they about to do to them.
Do I?
You let them know
you studied it.
Yeah, I seen it.
Shit, I thought I was quiet.
No, you're not quiet.
I had to let them hoes know then, bitch. Bitch. Do you feel it, bitch? That's probably why I was saying that.
Right. Somebody that you want to do their hair, if you can let us know on the show, like who hair you want to do and let them know.
Marco. You want to see funny Marco with a wig on?
What about like, you know,
no,
a dope ass female artist?
You.
A dope ass female artist.
I got to be a female.
That's cool.
I did 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
So
again, female.
I want to do Marco. Beyonce.
I could see if I could pick somebody for you and make it happen for my show. Who would I pick?
Beyonce.
No, I'm not. Definitely, I'm not. No, we're not. Who I got? Who would I can see that I feel like?
Sexy Red.
Sexy Red.
Ooh.
Let me pick. It's my shit.
Hold on. I'm the guest. If I'm doing to her,
yeah. Then... Who's somebody dope? Lil Mama.
Perfect. That'd be a perfect person.
Yeah. Can you send her a message?
Lil Mama, come on now. I know you need that sleigh. You know you need that sleigh. Pull up.
Can you do it with more energy?
That's the energy that she getting.
A little bit more.
Lil Mama. Pull your ass up.
What it do, y'all? It's your boy, Funny Marco. Lil Mama, Jonathan, want to send you a message.
Pull up and come get slayed the right way.
Don't do this at the end. Put your hand down. Look important. What it do, Lil Mama? It's your boy, Funny Marco. I'm here with my boy, Jonathan. He want to get you right. He about to tell you what he going to do to it. That's what you talk.
Come get this 27 piece.
Shit, nah. She's not selling, bro. She's not going to fuck with you.
I'm not trying to sell it, baby. She not. If it was Beyonce, you would have got the energy.
Nah.
We talking if it was Beyonce, man. Bitch, y'all have been standing up before me. Humbly said, I love you too, Lil Mama, but...
No, I'm saying, Lil Mama not fucking with that energy.
Okay. She ain't fucking with it. She don't need to fuck with it.
So what it do, y'all? It's your boy, Marco, and I'm here with Jonathan and Lil Mama. He want to get you right. I want to tell her what you want to do.
Pull up the right way, baby.
This shit's sad.
You said...
You don't give a fuck.
Oh. Hell nah.
Like, it's just like, come get slate. That's it. Like
sell, she know what,
no, sell because she knows. Sell the product.
I am the product.
Attitude. And you go to church, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like we should end the show? I just feel like...
Karate chopping the watermelon.
Nah, I feel like it's something else out there that you gotta let the people know. We got the show, we got the tour bus, we got the hair show coming up. The hair show that you're doing, that's dope. And the tickets are in who bio again?
My bio, my link, the link in my bio.
We got a hair show coming up. What's the dates?
August 7th to the
27th. Mm. So, and there's discounts off your, discounts off his hair.
With the Funny Marco.
No, it's just discount off his hair. All you need to do is just bring your own wig and he will slay it and get you right.
Funny Marco.
And you're doing that. And you're doing y'all hair for free?
With the Funny Marco sticker.
So yeah, I guess this is where we end it. How you want to end it?
This your show.
I don't know, I just started.
Shit. I normally be the one who starts shit.
Mm-hmm. No, like I started the show, not that type of start. I don't want no problem.
I'm talking about start the show.
Oh.
I started the show.
Yeah.
So you didn't start the show.
Let's end it.
Welcome to the Marco Show. Y'all already know what the fuck going on. With Big Marco and this bitch.
We do not know what's going on.
Yeah, we just did an interview, so they gotta know what's going on. It's interview day.
That was weak.
Well, let me see what you got.
What it do, y'all? It's your boy Marco here with J Dog. J Dog is.
Do I like a dog?
No, like homie, like J Dog. Like,
do I? That's weak. Come on, we gotta get better than that.
What do y'all? It's your boy Marco. I'm here with Jonathan.
What's up, y'all?
Make sure y'all follow Jonathan and support his hair business because it's the best business ever and everything he got going on. I'm saying that with the most energy I can because it's the best.
And I love it.
And he didn't pay me to say this. I'm saying this out of my mouth.
Better know it.
Y'all better know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The right way.
The right way. Just waiting on him to get up, and that's what we done, y'all.
I'm waiting on you to walk off.
Oh, shit.
Because I'm telling you, when I get up, I'm really going to keep walking for real. Don't try me, because I'm going to get up and walk off.
I'll wait on you.
Is the show done or not? Let me hear the production people in the back. Clap two times if this is done.
They don't even work for real. I just got them off Netflix.
Okay, I heard them clap.
You clapping? You gotta clap. Oh, fuck. You gonna clap? Everybody just be, see? Everybody probably too big.
That's not production. Those production assistances. Team, y'all ready? Let me hear y'all clap. Because when y'all clap, it's done.
No. You gonna shout them out? Why you say team? You wanna hide your team. You can't say their names?
They know who come behind me.
All right, y'all. Another intro. It's Marco. And I'm with your boy. You really just threw a peace sign?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't do that again. Oh. All right, we about to end it, y'all.